What is up? Yeah, what a great way to start a Monday morning, jamming the same music that all the other podcasts use for the 30-second
It's like sleeting. It's sleeting in Nashville, and I have a turtleneck, and we listen to fantastic pump up music.
That is a sleeting shirt. That is exactly what that is. Well, you know the drill, people. This is the Monday morning coming at you, Unicorn Finders, the Blessing live broadcast.
Ooh, today, live. I like that.
We're recovering, or I'm recovering from many pounds of turkey, having to eat 75% of turkey yourself, you know, due to restrictions from guests.
Pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, if you're watching.
thanks for sending that home. Yeah. Diced up that ham also, leftover ham. It was delicious. It's delicious. Where did you pass out after eating all your extra sides? I'm going to start the question early.
Yeah. So my mother-in-law, I feel like I'm blurry. Am I blurry?
You are blurry. I am blurry.
My mother. So we spent Thanksgiving. I'm gonna clean my thing real quick. we spent Thanksgiving at my mother-in-law's in Bowling Green, and she has like a reclining couch. So I kicked out the legs and I took a snooze there.
That's the dream. That's the dream. We have like like one of those wicker swings inside our room. It's a two person one. So I just like laid out in that. Totally. It was great. Such a good nap.
Yeah. There's not much better than a planned post Thanksgiving meal nap.
Yes. Yes.
It's the greatest thing in the world. I just did it. There was football on. I just laid down on the couch for maybe an hour, hour and 15, woke up like $1 million.
The dream. It's the dream.
Hey, and if you are watching, by the way, comment where you're tuning in from. We'd love to hear from you. Add us, comment, whatever. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. So anyways, go ahead, Jake.
Today we're going to talk about kind of a new the new norm around team engagement. And what this will be is about what does it take to be a good remote teammate? And what are some do's and don'ts, and some great good things that we've seen, and some things to be mindful of as you're being a good coworker, teammate, friend. Who wants to kick it off?
Dan.
I want to see where this conversation goes and where we can grow and mold from. I think the number one thing about being a good remote employee is probably actually two things. Is one is to remember that despite you being an individual producer, that a lot of times your work and the work that you do
just kick it off
affects other people, right? The work, you are part of a team, you're a part of accomplishing things. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you take that on and in that reminder, right? So it can be easy at home to get distracted with some other things. It can be easy to kind of get into, you know, some tunnel vision, but remember that a lot of the things that you're doing and trying to accomplish is part of a team environment. So that leads me to my next point of, you know, make sure that you're being communicative with your team, letting them know where you stand, where you are, everything else, right? I mean, I think being a remote employee can be hard and can be challenging. Because you're not able to look over your shoulder and say, hey, Mark, what are you doing here? Hey, Melissa, what's going on here? Is to be open and be communicative. Even if it's something small, just like, hey, I'm, you know, working on this patch. I'll be, you know, out for an hour and then I'll be back. Let me know if you need anything.
God, it's so hard. If you had communication problems before in your team, you know, they're definitely exacerbated by not being able to just bump into someone and be like, hey, what are you working on? Or what's going on? Or how can I help you? You know, but yeah, that over communication, which I know sounds obvious, like it's like, oh yeah, you just have to communicate more, but nobody's doing it right. To remember how to like actually be proactive about it. Taylor, what you got?
Yeah. I mean, I think my biggest thing is like, being engaged and kind. I mean, so the first off, so two things. Engaged, sorry, I'm trying to like locate where my finger is with the camera. Being engaged.
Just right in front of your face, bud.
Just being engaged and being kind. And I think those two are underrated. So being engaged, I mean, I think being on calls, right? Like looking at the camera, I do a poor job, right? I mean, I get really distracted, ADD a ton, you know, always on my phone. You know, I made a error on that this morning, right? In our team boards, like I just get on my phone pretty quickly. And so I think that's the big thing is being engaged, especially when people are talking. I think the other thing is too, is, Being kind. As Dan's texting.
I'm engaged.
but Dan's trying to close deals. And so the other thing is, and then the other thing too is just being kind. People are like, well, what do you mean being kind? You know, we're all at home. You know, I think being cordial, smiling, engaging with people. I think your tone of voice is incredibly important working remote. Because people can't really pick up on body language that much.
Yeah.
And so I think smiling. I think, you know, yes, no, like being engaged, don't interrupt. Being pleasant.
Anyway,
I think a lot of times. Oh. Yeah. As I was saying, no, but I just think that that's a lost art is having a politeness. And also too, I mean, if we're talking about interviewing and kind of going to interview side of things too, virtually, and that's another topic we can cover too another day. But I mean, I think being polite is something that really needs to be brought back, because you can't be in person and be like, hey, so sorry. Right. Or like read people's body languages. And so you kind of have to be over the top. Like for me, I've learned, like, I'm kind of over the top and I'm in front of the camera, because it's the turtleneck. Track channel manager Steve Jobs this morning, people. And so Steve Jobs, but lilac.
Yeah.
But yeah, just being pleasant, being kind.
Yeah, no, I think Taylor, Drake, while you're laughing, I got a couple of like other things about communication. Number one is I think it'd be so overwhelming to deal with communication when you're like living in Teams and Slack and text message and everything else. I do think it's important to have personal, you know, conversation.
Yeah.
That sometimes sending a three minute, just let's hop on. You don't even have to turn your camera on, but let's have a real life conversation about things. One is I think it keeps you a little bit more focused. Two, it's not overwhelming. I love you both to death, but you guys are single thought text messengers. And so there can be time that I don't look at a text message and there's 27, you know, replies because of that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
The unicorn finder text is just, Dan comes back from going to the bathroom and he gets angry.
Yeah, well, that is good. Well, because still I come back and it's like what nuclear bomb just went off that I need to prepare. And in reality, it's a bunch of ha-has that take up seven lines each, right? So, but I do think it's important to do that, because I think that human connection and human conversation is so much more important than just like transcribing your thoughts. The same way that if you're in an office setting, like, you're not just sitting next to the person next to you and just slacking with them all day. You're probably just going to turn to them and say, you know, hey, Robert, what are you doing with this? Right. Or, hey, I've got a question with this. Marsha, what can you help me do? Right. So have those. And, you know, I know a lot of people have Zoom fatigue. I know a lot of people have like video conference fatigue. Pick up the phone, do something that's different. That's not just living in, you know, this message of just, you know, of thoughts in, you know, some weird cloud platform.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, shout out, humble brag, whatever you will. Me and a buddy have a software product launching here in the next few weeks to help with that personal engagement thing. So stay tuned for that. It's really, really fun. But it's on the personal engagement side where you have to be purposeful more than ever. You know, people are depressed. People are sad.
Yeah.
People are trying to figure out life and new norm, and it's not healthy to be alone, right? It's not healthy to be by yourself without any physical touch or anything, right? So it's like, no high fives. Oh shit, those are like really great, you know, like
So, and I think part of this is simulating that, right? And I think part of that is really trying to figure out, well, what can I do to satiate my need for like communication? There's introverts and there's extroverts, and people like they rely on certain amounts of energy from different people, but whatever it is, the human body and just the mind craves human interaction. So you need to figure out a way to do that. It can get so easy to be like, okay, I'm busy. I'm just going to live here on Slack or live here on Teams. But I think it's super important to make sure that you're building, you know, those conversations and having those conversations. More importantly than that, like, I think it's so much of a better use of time to pick up your phone if you can, than to like live back and forth. Like, I remember having AOL Instant Messenger growing up, and there'd be times I'd chat back and forth with a friend, maybe on a work project or whatever it was. And it's just like, I'm just going to call you because we're accomplishing over 20 minutes what can be accomplished in 45 seconds.
Yep. So two things that just popped in my head. First off, use emojis, use exclamation marks, Right. I mean, like, this, I've really kind of gotten into the, I've really noticed on how I interact with people on Twitter and text and email and use the bowl, like cap locks, right? Like, I know we joke about, you know, using caps and all that, but I mean, I think all that plays, like, all of that gets taken into account, right? And people read text differently, and you have to put yourself in people's shoes. Like, if you put a bunch of exclamation marks and like, I've noticed people are more willing to respond to my stuff because I use a lot of text or a lot of emojis, a lot of exclamation marks, and I capitalize things. I think that's a very underrated thing that you need to be aware of right now.
My father-in-law is like one of the most like bubbly, gregarious, welcoming people ever. And recently I was on an email thread with him because we're developing this property and he was emailing the city and it was like no greetings. Like it was so
busy. You're like, is this guy angry?
I'm like, are you okay, man? I called him. I was like, did someone write this for you? This is so not your personality whatsoever. Granted,
and he's probably like, what are you talking about? It's me. And yeah, you're like, bro, you need to use some exclamation marks or something.
40 years, right? It was so funny. I was like, man, you need some Coke notes. Where's Coke notes?
There you go. Hey, did you see Johnny? Shout out Johnny. Coke notes. He just hit 500,000. I saw on LinkedIn today, 500,000 texts. So shout out to our unicorn. Alumni? Yeah. Unicorn Finders alumni, Johnny Crowder at Cope Notes. Check his platform out. There is some cool stuff within the mental health space. So Johnny, congrats on sending your 500,000th text message.
That's huge. You can use promo code Gators and get, I think, 10% off. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to split that money with you.
Yeah, thank you. $3.
But I think that you guys make a bunch of huge points. And I think that it's so important to make sure that when you're having those conversations that you are like remembering that there is life outside of work. Right. So like actually checking in on people, asking how they're doing and guess what, listening to what they say and then having like a good response. How are you doing? Good. Okay, great. Then moving on, you know, really try to invest in this, in people in your team, right?
Yeah. I think another thing too, and I don't know about y'all, and this could be like, we could, again, another talk. I need to write this stuff down because we sometimes run into problems with talk about is like hacks, like productivity hacks. Actually, I'm going to write that down because we need to do that for another talk. But what was the other one? Productivity hacks? And what was the other one I just said? Not that one.
How to buy a turtleneck.
We were just talking about something.
We were talking about Cope Notes. We were talking about actually asking what people are doing and saying when you're talking about
them. We forgot. Anyways, I'll talk about this. Here's something. Okay, so here's something that I've implemented recently that is a different change of pace than email, than text, than anything. I send voice memos now.
Yeah, I get those.
Does that work?
They're annoying.
So I
no.
Seriously? All right. I use the voice memo app on my phone. So if someone sends this long email, I just like voice memo them back so they can hear me. Right? Good. They can like hear my voice intonation. Email? Yeah. So what happens is, so watch, ready? I feel like a mom right now. So wait, hold on. All right. So you click the voice memo, right?
Yep.
And see all the recordings?
Yeah.
So if you click on the recording, there's the three dots. See the three dots? Click on the three dots. And look, you can share. See that? Share.
Yeah.
You click that. Boom. Email. Outlook. So you can email. So I literally long emails at work. I just talk into my phone and send it.
I hear you.
Yeah. I mean, certainly a way to add a personalized touch to it, right?
You're damn right it is, Daniel.
You know, it doesn't allow right somebody to listen
to it
like a meeting, right? But you know, there's pros and cons for everything, right?
Yeah. Sweet. Any other thought?
Yes. I have a few other thoughts just about being an individual working from home. Does that hit the subject matter?
Real quick, I want to get some shout-outs. Hey, guys, we have a LinkedIn user. I don't know why I can't see you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Daryl, what's going on, man? Morning, gentlemen. and Taylor. I don't know why I wasn't included under the gentleman. Daryl, I don't know what you're trying to say. Renee, thanks for tuning in, big dog. I don't know if you're still tuning in, but thank you again. Roshan, what's going on from New York City? What's going on, dude? I think Roshan was at the Unicorn Finders thing with Danny Thompson for the networking. So it's good to see you, dude. Thanks for tuning in.
His LinkedIn.
Yes. 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 So Roshan, thanks for tuning in, buddy. If you're still watching, add us, comment. We'll throw you up on the screen for little props. Anyways, Dan, go ahead and talk to me about some more thoughts on working remote.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a few things we've talked about these before, but maybe you didn't know us or listen to. Number one, set yourself a really good routine. Wake up, do your thing, get breakfast, go for a walk, do something, but just don't. It's going to be tough to just roll out of bed and be ready to go at it. I mean, there's going to be days that you do that. That's totally cool. But if 60%, 80% of the time you can get up, have a little bit of a routine. Number two is I always say get dressed. It doesn't mean that you need to dress in something super fancy or anything else, but change out of what you're wearing, to bed. It can still be comfortable. You can still do athleisure, but that the change, the shower and the change just it sets your mind. Number three is take breaks. It can be so easy. Like when you think of your time at work, you're working for 40 hours, let's say, but you're probably not heads down for 40 hours. You're getting up, you're going to the bathroom, you're engaging in some small conversation, and you know what? That's perfectly fine. But to take some time for yourself to be able to separate yourself mentally from work, you can't be dialed in for 8 hours straight. Number three is try to get up during lunch. Even if you normally are the type of person that eats lunch at your desk, like get up, change environments, go somewhere else. If you can go outside, if you live in beautiful Tampa, it's about to be beautiful weather for the next 6 months.
Hey, Dan, what's the weather in Tampa?
We actually have a cold front coming in tomorrow. A high of 60.
Ooh. Ooh, that's cold.
Low is 38.
Whoa, do you even have a jacket?
I do. I've got a couple Patagonia vests, too.
Palm trees.
So doing that, number three is like, or number four, whatever number I'm at now, is to end your day. Even if you think that you might go back and answer some emails later, like end your day, close your computer and do something. Do literally anything other than work, right? Like normally it would be your commute to and from work, whatever it is, do something that separates and says, hey, this is the end of my work day. Like I said, even if you go back and answer emails later, but like, don't just let yourself just keep working. Cause you're like, oh, I don't have a commute. That gives me an extra 30 minutes to get this done. It's like, that's fine. But in a normal day, you would have a commute and you can, and go and give yourself that time. Right. Those are my tips of the trade.
Those are your 3 to 6 tips. Yeah, those are really good. I mean, one of the things I'd add on to that, and this is just me personally, is that I can't start, at least my first 30 minutes of the day, I can't start by going through my phone and news. I can't open up the news, can't open up my LinkedIn, can't go through my messages. I got to do something else for at least an hour before I go. Yeah. Usually it's workout or, be with my kiddos or make breakfast or all of the above, just to get my mind where I want my mind, so I'm not being influenced by whatever I'm intaking first, right? So you got to prepare yourself for whatever the day is going to bring you, or whatever the world's going to bring you that day, right?
I love that. Hey, real quick, Eva. Yes, I can see you now. You're probably a LinkedIn user. Yes, awesome. Good to tune in. Hey, Brian, thanks for tuning in. Those are some good things. Hey, Dan, he liked your tips.
Brian, liked your tips. Man.
Dude, Brian, your beard is on point.
Yeah, that beard is fantastic.
I'm saying that. Brian, drop some beard tips in the chat, man.
Yeah, Brian, let me know what beard balm you use. Here we go again. Gotta try to find my thumb. Beard balm. Where you get your beard?
Somebody else, if you're there while we kind of wrap up here, if you have any other tips, I think it's so important. And I can only speak for myself, right? We can only speak for ourselves in terms of what we do. But there's probably so many other things that you guys do.
Yeah, please comment your tips as we wrap up here. My tips, my 3 to 6 tips are, that should be a segment, Dan's 3 to 6 tips. And, so
I was told that's above average.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's an above average number of tips.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of some hacks. Yeah. So first off, I'm trying to not mindlessly scroll through my phone at night.
Yeah.
So like if it's like, I'm trying to journal a little bit, trying to do things that are productive around the house, like really try to get off the screen, because I really am on my screen from what, 7 a.m. to, you know, 5. So I think work out, right? Get out, walk the dog. I have a dog. If you don't have a dog, you have a cat, walk the cat. I literally, there's some people in my neighborhood that walk their cats. That's East Nashville for you. That's so, Nashville. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So get out, walk. You know, I'm a big fan of that. Amy, our fan too. And I like the idea of working when the muse hits, then using regular work time for breaks sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. I love it. Love that a lot. Thank you, Amy, for tuning in. Appreciate you. Cool. Jake, any final tips?
Just thankful for all y'all for tuning in, for the comments, for support. Yeah, we're going to be doing this every Monday.
Monday. 9 a.m. Central.
9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern, and are you early risers on the West Coast, 7 a.m. your time. So we'll be putting that on. We're good. We'll be putting that on the LinkedIn page for the events page. So be sure to RSVP for those so they pop up on your calendar. And if you want to hear anything or be on for these quick segments, then it will drop you a note really quick live. So just
Hey, Brian, Taylor, I make my own beer products. What? I'm about to listen.
Oh, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I'll buy it now.
Yeah. Hey, for real, Brian, DM us. Thanks. We'll promote your stuff on Unicorn Finders, man, because I will say your beard is a unicorn finder beard.
We love free products. We all have beards, and we'd be more than happy to tell you.
I'd be more than happy to pimp it out, man. Eva, actually getting dressed in the morning, looking your best really helps. Yes. Yep. Hey, listen, big fan of this. Like, I'm in a turtleneck. Like, no one sees me but these two guys and a few other Skypes. I feel good, though.
Yeah,
you look good though.
My neck's also very warm.
So, I love it.
Well, y'all have a wonderful Monday and rest of your week. Only a few weeks left of the year. Finish strong. You got this.
See you later. Appreciate y'all. Take it easy. Bye.